We're really focusing on the academics, and that's our number one goal in special education, is to increase the student performance in ELA and math.
Assistant Superintendent Dr. Mary Pauley, special education students have a variety of physical or mental disabilities, as well as learning disabilities or behavioral issues.
Who is a special ed student?
Well, they're just like all kids. There's a whole variety of different issues and behaviors and needs. And we individualize. One thing we talk about in special education is specially designed instruction, and that's our focus. We want to make sure that kids are getting what they need. If there are accommodations to be made, we make sure kids get the support that they need.
Pauley tells WBFO News the district is well-staffed with special education teachers.
We're working hard with them. We had a real increase in professional development this year, and we had so many special education teachers sign up to come and learn about progress monitoring and specially designed instruction that we couldn't even accommodate all the teachers that signed up. We had to create more sessions. So we have teachers hungry to learn, and I think teachers that really want to meet the needs of kids, and we're looking forward to seeing student progress increase.
Along with the district's special education department, there is also a special education parent advisory committee. This committee is an advocate for those families dealing with students who have special needs and disabilities. On August 11th, that committee will be hosting a family conference titled Graduation Begins with Kindergarten. Dr. Pauley noted that when children are engaged in learning, they're less likely to get off track. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.